Well, it's a new year, and we're going to spend some time right now with Kristen Amix. She's the president and CEO of the Goleta Valley Chamber of Commerce, and I'm excited to spend some time with her and kind of hear what's going on in Goleta and what's on tap for the new year. Kristen, what's up?
Thank you so much for having me. I love to be here to talk with you about Goleta, all things Goleta, including business and the community, and what it's like these days doing business and living and playing in the Goleta Valley.
Wow, well, where do we start? You mentioned business, and I guess that's a good place for the Chamber of Commerce. There's a lot of issues regarding business in the area, and why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about how you support local businesses?
Well, the Goleta Valley Chamber of Commerce has been around for more than 60 years. We are a membership organization with about 500 business members, mostly in the Goleta Valley, but some people who join from outside the area. And we provide all kinds of services to keep businesses healthy and vital and strong in the Goleta Valley and able to prosper and really do their best over the years. So over time, what the Chamber does for those businesses has changed as our economy changes and as business technology changes, as recruiting styles change. The Chamber has a board of directors that helps guide the activities that we do so that we're always really giving our business members what they need to prosper in the Goleta Valley.
Okay, so give me some specifics on how you can help local businesses.
Well, when we took a look at the economic landscape for 2009, we decided that something that businesses really might need the most was for us to just get back to basics. And people like to do business over a handshake. With technology the way it is today, you know, you could do everything by phone, email, fax, and carrier pigeon. But people really like to do business with people they know. So we have initiated a new networking event. It's called Business to Business Breakfast. And this is going to be awesome. It is held the first Tuesday of each month at something like 7 o'clock in the morning, 7:30. But you'd be amazed the energy of business people who want to get together on a monthly basis and tell you about what they do, what they sell, what they make, or what they may need in the next 30 days. So we've been really talking to our members and asking, what is it that you need? And whereas we've had an evening networking event, which is from 5 to 7 over usually a glass of wine, this will be the opposite. And first thing in the morning, we're going to let our members get together and really have a chance to tout their business to their fellows in the room.
That sounds great. I think you've touched on a really good aspect of a Chamber of Commerce, and especially the Goleta Valley Chamber of Commerce, is networking. I think as people are introduced to other people, other businesses, ideas can emerge and great things can happen in the community.
Yes, networking is one of the top five things that the Chamber offers, and we focus on about five areas because that's what our members have told us over many, many years are important to them. Specifically, they tell us that they want us to do things that strengthen the local economy. They really want us to promote the community. You know, we get to be the cheerleaders for Goleta. We love that. Certainly networking, like we've just talked about. They also want us to represent business interests to government. You'll see me in front of city councils, board of supervisors hearings. I'm always there representing business interests to our local elected officials. And then they also want political action. When it comes time to actually vote, they want to hear from the Chamber as to our opinions on that. So networking is one of the most important ones, and we do two networking events a month. Actually, the way we do, I think this is very organized for 2009, we've broken down the month, 4 weeks, to do four things that our members tell us are important. So on the first Tuesday of the month is this B2B breakfast. It's the business-to-business breakfast that I just described to you. Really going to be awesome, high energy, upbeat, first thing in the morning event. Then the second Tuesday of the month is our issue and policy roundtable. We've been doing this for 4 or 5 years now, and it's over lunch here at the Chamber. You can drop in on your lunch hour anytime that you want to come. You don't have to sign up for all of them. And this is where we really talk about the hot topics in Goleta. It's kind of the clearinghouse for emerging issues, public policy items. We have a speaker who comes in and updates us on something that you really need to know about Goleta. Then the third Wednesday of the month, we do something called Ready, Respond, Recover. This was an initiative last year where we all decided that our businesses were maybe not quite as prepared as we should be for a natural disaster. Many of the larger companies are because they are required to have certain compliance protocols in place. But for smaller businesses, do you have a survival kit on site in case there's a terrible accident that closes the roads? Or what if you had to evacuate your employees quickly? So we do that. We have a seminar on that the third Wednesday of every month. And then at the end of the month, on the fourth Wednesday, is our business after hours mixer. That's the 5 to 7 networking event that I mentioned earlier.
Well, chambers are definitely about representing local business, but they're also about families and community. Tell us a little bit about what you do to support the local community.
Yes, promoting the community is one of the things I think we really do best. And it's so interesting because it's both the thing that we're most known for, I think. People in general think of the chamber as we're going to give the good housekeeping seal of approval on local events or members so that you know who to shop from. They think of us as a good place to get an accurate map and directions and things like that. But then we also promote the community in ways that are so behind the scenes that the average family in town probably doesn't even know that we're behind it.
Okay, so give me a behind-the-scenes example.
Well, really behind-the-scenes example is that we work a lot on issues that I think people take for granted, and that's housing, transportation, and infrastructure. It sounds really boring. But we do a lot of policy work and research and try to give community decision makers information on how the housing market and housing stock in our area really affects families and their ability to stay in this area and work at the jobs that we have. If you think of it this way, an employer can add more jobs and produce more product if he has good families living here who can work in those jobs. But people don't really like to commute from far away, so we're out there always looking for solutions to keep more of our employees local. Same thing with transportation. We really want to see smooth traffic flows throughout the area, both for our business members who need to move product, but also if you're dropping off kids to school in the morning before you get to work, we think that that's really important, as well as it enhances the quality of life. So when we're out on our website or in our magazine or in our publications or even on the telephone talking to someone who's inquiring about Goleta, we want to be able to tell them that the quality of life here is fabulous. You and I both know that it is because we live here, but we have to ensure that that stays that way. Since we can't control the weather, and luckily it's good, we can try and control how many potholes there are, how many traffic jams you have to sit through, and where housing is built and located.
Okay, let's switch gears a little bit. I want to talk about something fun. Tell me about the California Lemon Festival.
In Goleta, yes, that is our signature event. We are so proud of putting this on. I think this year will be our 18th or something like that. And it's the third weekend in October. Every year you can mark it down that's when you look for our festival. It's probably one of the last ones of the season, and I think people like that. Sometimes it's a little cooler, and you can look forward at the end of October to our great event. It's been at Gersh Park for the past 4 or 5 years, I think, which has given us a wonderful place to sort of spread out. We get about 35,000 visitors that weekend to our event, which we just love, and have a ton of nonprofits who set up their booths and get to tell people about what they do. For many of our nonprofits, it's their biggest fundraiser of the year. We also have great lemon food all weekend, and especially, of course, lemon pies. And you can't miss the lemon pie eating contest where, you know, the cute little kids try to eat a pie without a spoon. It's so adorable. Speaking of kids and families, we've over the years really enhanced the kids' area. It used to be a petting zoo and a pony ride. Now it's still a petting zoo and a pony ride, but you can also ride these super slides and little mechanical rides. There's a putting green, you know, a mini golf. And last year we had a lot of little arts and crafts tables that you could do things at as well. So we work really hard to keep it kind of homey. It's a hometown not your glitz and glamour type affair. It's definitely about the heritage of Goleta. The lemon orchards surround our city, as you know, and so once a year we decorate everything with lemons and lemon orchard memorabilia and talk about that part of our community's heritage. And then we have great music all weekend just to sort of put you in the mood. So you can sit on a hay bale and have some, of course, lemon beer. And eat great food, send the kids to ride some rides, and do some great shopping while you're there as well.
Well, we've talked about business, family, community, events like the Lemon Festival, and it's obvious to me that the Goleta Valley Chamber of Commerce does a lot of great things for a lot of people here in the area. If someone has some interest, or maybe they'd like to become a member, how can they find out more information about the Chamber of Commerce here in the area?
Well, there's lots of ways to get involved. Certainly, if you're a business or involved with a business and want to become a member, we love having new members. And you can find out all about joining on our website. But you can also volunteer. There's great ways to volunteer at the Lemon Festival or other events that we do throughout the year. We have a nice core of ambassadors, people who want to promote Goleta, and they do that through the Chamber of Commerce. And all of this you can find out on our website at www.goletavalleychamber.com. Or you can certainly pick up the phone and give us a call. We're at 1-800-646-5382.
Kristen, that's great. I learned a lot about what you guys offer here in the area, and I already knew it was some good things, but now I find out even more what you're doing and where things are going to be going here in 09. I want to thank you for spending a couple minutes with us on Santa Barbara Life magazine, and I look forward to seeing you in the future.